You changed from the temple.
Yeah, I did take some things from the temple. Yeah.
So basically, the
Yeah.
And you use that part, right?
Yeah.
So basically, just making an introduction says that we're reporting back on what we've done and how we act on what are the things we do, nothing new there. Then the department and entity is a summary of that, right? So on to page 4. Then the key focus area, what we've done. I don't expect people to have read it necessarily. So if you don't want to vote on it now, we can do it. But I'm assuring you, I've been through every line. And, you know, there are positive bits that we do. So the committee meeting, it just tells you the number of meetings. By the way, client says that even if you reject the bill, like in the case of the 6-5 of the that in fact is that in the government, of course, is the bill. Other sides are just very good. You know, the framework what we do, budgetary review what we do, legislation, they set out on page 10 all the bills we've done. I think it's 33, 383 on page 11. But some of the bills are very long. For example, because of a lack of time, as you know, there are two private members of the EFF Reserve Bank Bill, and I think after your bill, any other one, we're urging that to be revived by the respective people. And if they're not sure, their party will do that for the some or other measure, I would imagine, that ANC agrees with. But now the auditing profession is in 384 of the paragraph 384, second to last Act. Right? But those things mean about international agreement, stakeholder and public participation. We set out the process here in some detail because we're the only committee that does this. And we benefited it, but in the conclusion we say the disadvantage is that it's a well-resourced NGO and it's a powerful trade union. So international study tools, we did one, and then some key legislation.
Some of you did one.
Yeah, but you also went at the same time, or almost the same time, to Paris. So
exactly.
I was much happier. Signed off with the committee's next to Shepard and Clank, which is the DBS, the Mandate MAFR, the BAT, the reasonable majority there, and the Health Promotion and Carbon Tax, where NEDLAC is not actually delivering on what it committed to before we voted on the bill. So, what are the key issues? This I'll take it in carefully. So, we see the committee is a massive legislative and oversight role. It passed 93 bills, you have them in the past 5 years, you see, in writing. Some of these bills were very large. I took out very large and made it large because the initial figure was just wrong. At some point, they had added, they looked at the gazetted version, it was in two languages. So the double the number of pages. And I questioned it, the person said, you're right. So it's not very large, it's large, right? Then the committee also has to process all of these things, right? So it strongly suggested that the incoming consider. To consider the need to split the cost into two committees. One that focuses on legislation, the other on budget and oversight. This will need to be negotiated with the parliamentary authorities and presumably the money bills act will have to be amended. But I seriously think, you know, a lot of work gets done offline and it's a lot of work. And it's not fair that we have this committee so much to do as against other committees. So on that matter, any comments? We think need to consider, that's right. Because we didn't do our oversight role as effectively as otherwise would. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm in support of such a proposal, except perhaps that it shouldn't be exclusively legislation, exclusively, you know, there could be a mix.
All right, so another division, okay. Or some such appropriate some such appropriate. What we could do is the SARS bills can go to maybe one unit, right, with fields and tax and and then it doesn't matter how it's.
No, I do. No, absolutely.
What I do is some such approved is division, right? Okay. So we had very extensive public hearing. We got to the 130-page report on the financial transformation and the recommendation report are being used in the NEDLAC process to prepare, separate to and prepare for the long overdue financial sector summit. Now, the summit was meant to be held in July last year, you recall, in the middle of July. Then it got postponed to November. Then it got postponed to 14th of March, which is tomorrow. Then we got a new minister who said, no, it's not doable on the eve of the election. And then we took it away out. So I think the information is good. We just do that. Our system is probably we agree to print it and distribute it to all the stakeholders and give one to every member of parliament because that thing should be used as a framework. You know? So can we finalize that by tomorrow? It's my problem, I have to oversee something, right? Can we press in the room tomorrow? I'll speak to Frank Gilly Greeting, first of all. They might say I was trying to something, but that's precisely why we should print it and distribute it. Now, 5.3 is, for the lack of time, we couldn't do that. Oh, and the two private. 5.4, yeah, now, when the PIT Commission commissions its work, we're going to be the minister available, and the PIT will be close to the NCOP, will have to be reviewed. I need to inform you, contrary to what the media says, there never was a letter from Judge Lexan Party to me. What happened was, on the day we were going to vote in the House, if I remember, the head of the commission wrote to Minister Ekimboweni. That was the letter. It was never sent to me, it was sent from Minister Ekimboweni to the Speaker's office, and then was referred to another official who showed it to me. And so there was no letter sent to me. However, there is a letter of a similar sort in the hands of the NCOP, which makes more or less a point. But you know what it does is, it does disclose part of it, except for the minister's point of view. Now, it could be argued that the minister himself is preempting the outcomes of the commission, because he's saying why he's opposed to the bill, which is really the deputy minister. So he's a credible point of view. We're not hung up on it. That was our position, mandated. He's found it's not appropriate, but I'm going to die in the ditch. Even in the same committee where, well, let's say they decided to extend our term of 5 years, you know, like often happens in post-civility and post-civility society. So that happened here. I'm sure you can understand it well. But let's say now they said, you know what, you guys, finance committee, you play such an important role. Your term is extended by 5 years, as long as you change the chairperson. Let's say the same committee were to meet in October when the minister came to the post. It was pretty open. I told him that privacy. He's saying, okay, let's talk if that's the position. As long as everybody agreed within the structure of the ANC and their mandate for that. They might decide, you know, on union representation, I can't see the ANC came in. Yeah, I don't think that's going to change. But maybe there are one or two things where there may be a case of legislative overreach. Then the committee can look into it. I mean, no one's like stuck in a mud. So I got no letter, because if I get a letter, I have to table it in the committee. I cannot not table a letter of that sort from an illustrious judge. So let me assure you, I didn't hide anything. No, I got no copy of it. I was just showing the copy everywhere in the strategy. Okay, there will be a need to review the PIC amendment. There's also a need to make further amendments to the manual around further, is the word added, right? Changing the deadline for protesting. That's because of both. That's something is a bit onerous. And the part is so important, colleagues. You must change the copy. Millions of rounds are lost to IFF. That's obvious. They will continue with that. They need to manage it for that matter. Then on monitoring MAFR, the urgent need to follow up on sign-off certificates and DBS issues. Incoming committee also needs to get regular reports from the Reserve and National Treasury on what's happening in the health promotion side and carbon tax side. The incoming committee is considering more oversight visits than we were able to do. The incoming committee also needs to work more closely with associations to make regular contact with the agent's office. Put pressure for a new senior director to be appointed as soon as possible. One of the issues that challenged the committee is that there are officials in the public sector who appear before the committee who lie to. Members of the committee sometimes sense this but cannot prove it. But it sometimes later emerges that a public servant did in fact lie. The incoming committee needs to consider in consultation with legal services and other parliamentary structures how and what effective action can be taken against officials in the public sector who lie to committees. It's just not acceptable. Just not acceptable. So something has to be done about it. Now, after all these years of wrongdoing, not a single conviction. Am I right, Dr. Kelly, in terms of the PFMA? Not a single conviction.
No.
Shocking. 5.16. There's also a new tentative summit, which is anything one in the committee, to attack the integrity of the malign public servants and others who appear before the committee, with those attacked not having the necessary space to adequately reply to them. The incoming committee needs to engage further with Parliament's legal services and other people on how and what action can be taken against MPs who behave badly in this way, beyond a chairperson criticizing a member for being errant. So the grammatical problem with it being errant. Now, comrades and colleagues, I have written to Richard and Mr. I wrote to the Speaker for the same letter. I also engaged with Richard three times. This thing of saying somebody is corrupt in the House, right? And that person is out there. There's no proof. His children and grandchildren or grandchildren are here. So if somebody is racist, it's a severe attack on a person, especially if he's got a, if she's got a history of struggle credentials. Or even if they don't, you can't just say a person is racist. It's just wrong. It goes into a hand fight. It's fine, MPs have thick skin, and we can fight each other. I'm still fighting Rainier, though he's not even here, just to put certain things on record, right? I can do it.
That we can see.
No. I'm not going to apologize for this. It's on the World Bank. No. I was one of the people that fought for that. That's what must happen to oversight. And he well knows I don't think, well, nobody told that. The point I'm trying to make is I have the opportunity, well, no more now, but I mean after yesterday, to respond to people, other MPs. But I can't accuse some person out there, you know, of wrong things. And then that person, I have kept. It's terrible. The person, if I'm attacked, my integrity, I'm accused of corruption. And it's in the person's day, or in the surveillance person. And then everybody leaves. You know what my recourse is? I don't come to the committee. I write a petition to the Speaker to be heard. And I can tell you, since 1996, the College of Frank, there's been three examples of it, and all three got involved. It's just so unfair. This thing must stop. If you disagree with somebody, they're corrupt, or they're racist, if they can't go to a particular background. So I feel very strongly about this. Nothing came of all of that. I will write my own letter based on this report once again to Richard for incoming committee. And you know, now this I have to say, and the committee appreciates that National Treasury manages the budget overall, and the committee cannot make sweeping changes to the supported revenue proposal. Those and policies have been careful about the financial implications they face, and in particular the poor and the advanced. While National Treasury is crucial to government and the country and has a major role to play, it is ultimately just another and is subjected to the same oversight and other scrutiny of Parliament. There is no special dispensation in the rules and norms of parliamentary oversight and processing of legislation for MPs. However, there seems to be a good marked reluctance. Now, check it out, because frankly, that's what it is. You do not know after a meeting, once you've taken the decision, how much, I think the big English word has is harang. Did I say H-A-R-A-N-G-U? What does it mean to say harang? How you pronounce it?
Harang.
What does it actually mean?
I love how asked
the question. No. What does it mean to describe you, Mr. Ramayana? What does it mean?
No, I think it does mean similar to harass, but I don't think it has quite the same kind of severe connotation.
All right, then harass. How I get harassed by officials? One person in particular. Then let's not mention names. Who doesn't know? Hey, you know, you're going too far. And, you know, this is not the SACP. And, you all the time. Do you think, now look at this committee, Peggy, the scholar, Nati. I mean, Nati is a little like...
very subservient to you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. So really, I mean, Sandy, right? Sandy is a phenomenon, right? Can you imagine her? What's wrong with you? Then the politicians come, right? Echoing the same words of the officials. And yes, you know, having said 5 minutes, and Nobunga and Charlotte and all of us to get mad with him. After he left, the next lot comes. Lovely people, very conservative. You say, without reading, somebody will come to a meeting. Come on, Chair, that comma doesn't belong. They never let him. They just try to say, sure, they did the whole thing. And then the staff will say, okay, you will talk to the comma. So I say, how are you working? Why are you giving it? The comma should be. So we missed it. Now, that he didn't find it, we told him. And that's the thing that I spoke to other people. That is our experience of that situation. I can understand it, Nati. If you were in, say, the DG position or the DD position, you're very cautious because you're worried about the implications for the market getting hit. But notwithstanding all that, there's no special position. I think we should make that point. We do say how sophisticated they are and so on in the next point, but often, to be quite fair, they don't deliver on time. The amount of energy I have to spend pursuing it, including MoMA, let me tell you, a lot of that is my pressure. I will sit with the next chairperson, checking an answer, you know, the next people, and explain what has to be done. You will not get that. Not because they're not working hard, not because they don't have the skills, they overstress and understaff. Secondly, to be fair, they've had a litany of ministers. Each minister comes. They stop the process. So to be fair, they've had a really difficult time over the last 5 years. 4 minutes to the people in 5 years. So once you take all that silver, often if you don't beat down your neck on Saturdays or Sundays, they don't do it. They just cannot. Because they don't have the capacity. So they're too ambitious. You know they were going to build 5 more buildings. Of course people don't. They've got drafts in. But remember, he mandated me and I fought with Nene. Such a movie, my Lucy is much more confused. And so on. So let me tell you that the next committee chair and the work program, the committee chair, the official part of it, will have to prune down their ambition. Then, on public participation, I hope that the next committee will sit with us and all the work parliament will follow this and have the way in the position. The truth is, many people who should be at home come here. Never mind the NCO people there. A lot of 60, 75 people. Colleagues, this is it. There's nothing controversial. You might want to add a few things. There are 2 provisions before we vote. I have checked many committees together. Have not done their legacy report. I found out yesterday one committee has not adopted any minutes since 2014. Never mind what they aim. What a certain member of the party said. When I spoke to 6 chairs, they say they don't adopt minutes every 2 weeks. But I think we should do it. The second thing I think we should say, without drawing attention to any individual here, because it's not their fault, I think it's not fair that somebody of Sakarian's contribution and skills and work and what we've put in Antonia's case has to go line by line to the region. And he expressed, I'm not telling you at the Zubin level, my brother. There's no TV. I'm not telling you what you mind if I tell you? Okay, let's just put it this way. It is my view that somebody of his considerable skill and work ethic has got too much to have to adjust life. So we should put something here without reflecting on any individual. The management should pay concerted attention with improving skills in meditation. What's wrong with that? We have to be realistic. We ought to know that we didn't do enough all the time. So why can't we say that? Anybody opposed to that? No, we're not mentioning any names. Just to give you one last insight. In 2005, because I'm a sociologist and a lecturer and such a journalist, what happens is I offered to help the staff to write minutes and to do reports. Right? Let me tell you. So we arrange it, right? So on a Friday, I'm ready. On the Thursday, Parliament phones me to say you can't do it. 3 Fridays later, we do it. Then the chief of staff, no, and Becky's coming to address us, having a 3-day workshop of all the chair of all the corner. I offered to do it. Free of charge. So I will offer it if somebody wants it to sit with the staff. I don't want any money. What am I going to do with it anyway? I feel people like me owe it to this parliament to give something back. So if they now want to revitalize it, I'm doing all of it. But I'm saying it is just wrong. It's not fair to the kid. Having said that, is there anybody wants to add anything or change anything? Yes, nothing.
So, the chairperson said two things. Maybe correct. The
514.
Now, I have a problem. Our duty is not to send. We can't have it in an official report that we sense that somebody is lying. Yet I do understand that perhaps that's your experience to some degree and to some extent. But surely we can't sense. Ours is to work on the basis of factuality. Now, the fact in 5.4 is that it was established that special officers. So I'm suggesting that we do a little bit of the reformulation so that we expand the sense because I think it's subjective. Now, secondly, is that in relation to the same thing, you know, one of the failures that we have right across the anyone that have been is essentially the failure, the fact that we have all sort of institutional structures and arrangements, but we fail to utilize. In other words, we fail to connect one element to the other structural kind of setup in order to achieve a particular set of objectives and so on. And I think that's the major thing. For instance, if an official appears before Parliament and eventually that official lies, besides Parliament, besides reporting the matter to the Speaker, for example, because I think procedurally that would have to happen, reporting the matter to the Speaker. But then also the Speaker must be in the know in terms of where to take the matter to. In the case of an official, we have a body that is responsible for administration of state, and that's the Conflict of Information. That would have to be activated to then look into the administrative violations, so to say, by a particular state official and so on. Now, I'm raising this thing not necessarily in relation to the finance committee, because I think, broadly speaking, there has been failure to recognize what the Public Service Commission is for and what it can be used for, in a sense. So I do think that's one particular route that would have to be considered. As to how we suggest that in the report is a different matter, but I'm just, you know, I'm just reflecting on it and so on. The last point, which I think is a major point, this is a term report.
So what?
It's a term report.
5-year report.
Exactly. Election term report, sorry. Let me put it that way. Now, there is then a missing chapter out of the report. Because between page 1 and page 24, we then need to have a chapter that says what do we make of the issues as identified in the report. In other words, where we firmly express an opinion or opinion around issues of governance, oversight and accountability, structural sort of the mechanisms and other issues, some capacity issues and so on. I'm just making an example in terms of what the structural sort of the outlay could be. So that we're able to answer one question, and that question is, what is the actual output of the South African financial sector, for an example? What is the state of transformation in the society that is concerned? But what are the key governance issues? And so on and so forth. Now, I think that then becomes an overview of, and I think I'm latching onto the point that you raised earlier on, that it's essentially an overview report, but to make it fully an overview report, you need the analytical part of what we actually make of it. And so that's what I feel is a missing chapter, which, you know, that can be inserted after page 24. And that is before we come to the to-do issues. In other words, page 25. Page 25 identifies the key issues, which I think is correct. Let's do that. Let's do that, because essentially we're then saying, look, from a futuristic point of view, this is what has got to be considered and to be looked into and so forth. Now, having said that, I do not know, I mean, how much of time we have to be able to effect some of these changes, for example, if we want to go that route. In other words, I have absolutely no idea of the time pressure factor and so on, except, you know, knowing that for the 20th we are folding up. But I do think there is something that we need to say about the 5-year experience and what we have of that, and contextualize it in this form of an analysis that I'm suggesting. Thanks very much.
Okay. Anybody else who can say anything?
Thanks, Chair. Chair, I think in terms of membership in the committee over the years, I think it does come out in the minutes, but I think we just need a pager that talks to membership in the committee over time.
You mean the constant changes?
Yes.
Yeah, good point, yeah.
I think we should have that. But secondly, COVID-19 has raised the issue of consequence management. And I think it's something that as a committee we should bring to the broader institution, not only administratively, but also amongst us as politicians. Because as you correctly pointed out, Chair, there's been a lot of hard work by the officials in the committee to bring us to a point where we go to the House. And all of us as political parties, multi-party, we work hard in the podium to deliver wherever we can, but at the end of the day, like yesterday, we are dealt a blow. We are not able to correct in the House.
Now we need one more.
And I think yes. And I think that's what we need to point out and bring to the attention of the political leadership, so that as we deal with administration on one hand, in terms of consequences for wrongdoing, we do the same on the other side, because in terms of theory, there is a penalty for wrongdoing, but the fact that it never happened is really a serious issue for us. And it's not only about Parliament, it's about our own political parties.
You'll see it one day once you experience it. Hopefully, when you hoping that you still have a chance to come back here.
The EFF is a
person. And do all the sort of funny things.
The EFF is a
person.
That's the reason why I approach the NCA and say, look, you know what? I want to come back for one reason. And deal with the EFF. That's off the record of
I have a very pointed sort of experience around this thing. In fact, for me, this institution has never done what it is supposed to do.
In respect of issues of accountability.
Okay. I have never done that. Forget. I mean, and that is right across the institution, right across. When it comes to the issue of accountability and wrongdoing and having got to correct it, and that's where your point comes in, we are very quick to find political reasons why accountability should not take place. Right? Now, I'll give you an example. I was Director General of the Department of Labor in, I remember, I think 2011. So you had an institution, for an example, within there, that performed dismally for 5 years. It had five consecutive years. It had disclaimers from 1 year to the next. And so it's something that I had never heard of or seen anywhere, both in government or even outside. Never seen So you bring a matter such as that to Parliament, and this is where your PFMA has come in Section 38 and other relevant provisions of the law. Instead of people dealing with the issues, right, as dictated to by the law, what do we say? Now, both at portfolio committee level, everybody, right across the political formation, everybody made it a point that something like that didn't have to happen. Scope, the same thing. You know, regardless of what you brought before them. Now, so it's a very disappointing thing, I must tell you, because on the one hand, we shout to this point about accountability and consequence management and so forth. And to an extent that, given my association also with the civil service culture, there is almost belief that you can almost do whatever you want to do and nothing is going to happen to you.
Mm.
And it's almost like it's an engraved kind of belief.
Mm.
Mind you, that belief translates to what you pointed out in the report, where people have audacity to appear before a committee of parliament and lie, because they think that their duty is to bluff people. You know, and that's where the issue comes in. Now, how do we deal with this? I do not know, except to say that it's something that, yes, institutionally, there's something that we can say and do about it. But from a political management point of view, something also needs to be done. What is absolutely not correct? It's absolutely not correct. And then you have issues of discipline, ordinary managerial issues that are named to be matters of parliament to deal with. Now, parliamentarians and judges, by the way, are completely ignorant of this thing. They know nothing. But managers, competent managers, know something about what needs to be done, how the correction is going to be affected, and so on. So I think the critical point, I'm just triggered somewhat.
Yeah,
No, 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 of course, I'm recycling.
You're the most
put this
did that out of strength. What am I here doing? How can we create? But now you're going to read something just to help. You see, we can find the wording, but where you've been very helpful, I forgot about it. I think you are right. I will check it out. We can refer matters to the PNC. What stops a committee from doing it? I will check with the Dick, right? How does this work? If you give me some latitude, instead of us coming back to look at another text, if you give me some latitude, I'll speak to Frolic and find out, can a committee refer the matter, or can it refer a matter to the speaker's office to refer it to the PNC? So we can, that's very useful, right? Then your point about having a section, we can consider that, okay, but if you review the whole thing, which I'm sure you haven't had a chance to do, to understand it, that's exactly what we do. And what we could do if the committee so decides by majority, if you really want to do it, on where is the financial section, you're right, that we have 130 pages, which sets out exactly what you can maybe summarize some aspects of the table, but where the financial section is, but we actually have a report. So we can look into it, given our time constraints, on it. But it's there in the financial sector transformation report. Maybe we do half a page, okay? Fine? Okay, so we can work on that. That's very helpful, right? So we will do something or the other. Then, on the issue of membership of the committee, I think it's correct. Because of this committee's role, and because we deal with budget and finances, our committee and appropriations committee should, as far as possible, agree with the party chief, so have a stable membership. Secondly, that's a point, I think it's a very good point, that we should alert the smaller parties to those that are very valuable and important, also for them, not that others are not, etc. I think that's a very good point, a great point. Then on consequence management, I think we should be stronger, I think you're right. Then attendance of MPs. We have to be careful how we couch it, because we can't speak for Parliament as a whole. So we can't deal with the problem yesterday in the House. Although I'm coming to that at the end of the meeting. We might as well raise it now. Save time. Now, those of you who are new to this committee do not know we have our own constitution and our own rules. And do you know rule 1044B is a festival?
Subsection A.
Roman numeral 4. Subsection E. This committee has the right to censure members who get up and leave to defeat the possibility of a bill being put in place.
It's very lucky we didn't leave.
And therefore, and according to the subsection E there, the whip and the chairperson have to be given actually the money for the fines of the members of in our bank of bank debt account. And our bank of Somalia account in Germany. The Germans put Frank before the way. The German mark and so on. Millions for each of these accounts within 24 hours. Anyone object to that? No. Okay. Good. Now having come to that, I think we should make the general point that you are making about the need to use the rules. I think that's correct. As for the House, I don't know whether we can say much, but we should maybe write a line there without being tough, because that's something that the Speaker's office will deal with. Then on the issue of minutes, I think we should be tough on ourselves. I think we should say the committee regrets that it did not process minutes more regularly. The chair. I'll just take the chair particular responsibility for this. It's fun. Because I really think this idea of now going through all these minutes and commitments, poor fellow there, and I look at some of them, not all of them, some of them, I can't do everyone. So what I'm saying in short is I think we should be critical of ourselves about the minutes.
Okay.
You mean the management?
Yeah.
Oh, in theory, there were 3-day rules. That's right. He submits to be fed every 3 days. That's just to be processed.
I'm sorry that I spoke without freedom.
I'm just asking you to be uncomfortable.
I apologize.
This switch is my fault.
No, you don't be difficult, David. Yeah. I was wrong. Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm saying we need to be very careful in the future about the issue of minutes.
Yeah.
conventionally, if a body sits, the first thing that it does is, of course, consider the minutes, approve the minutes, and then the minutes must be signed. Okay? So, and that's how we establish an institutional record, by the way. Because the danger of adopting minutes months later is that even for people that were there,
yeah, you can't remember.
You can't recollect, you know, fully what the deliberations were in the zone. So I agree with you. Just saying, much as we regret, but we should also understand that it is also both a governance and an administrative mechanism,
yeah,
okay, that we need to be quite vigilant.
Yeah, okay, we all agree that we should do better, right? We should have done better, and we heard the incoming committee better than we did yesterday. Having said that, do you want to meet again with the changes, or are you fine? Because remember, the figures will be altered slightly depending on how things pan out on those that are also in place. So, anyway, do you want to meet again next week and vote on it, or are you fine just to give me a mandate and I can send in say the changes made, you can see them in the future? Is that okay? And I would sort it out by Friday. Is that okay? It's not like a policy matter. It's really, ultimately, it's the chair that has the answer. Like, we can probably move in second with that qualification. Okay. And we'll send you the final version just so you can look at it. The next thing then are the minutes. Now, you will recall that we agreed to, well, whatever we agreed, we in general have tried to do every quarter. We had a December meeting, and then you recall the day we were supposed to be with minutes, a week before, the parliament began at 10 o'clock. Remember? I think it was the last week. So very good. Someday we really were going to do it today. That's why we got a bigger chunk. So we will start with June is when we stop. We'll be finished on the third quarter or the second quarter minutes. So on the 5th of June, is there anybody who's got any issues here? Remember, there's also PMG which does minutes immediately, because they have more resources, you know, whatever reason. Our staff have a lot of things to do in between. So, on the 5th, June, any issues? No. Can somebody move in second? On the 6th, any issues? You don't
see
anything. On the 6th, any issues? Alright, I'm not going to talk about movement second day this time, right? We'll be moving fast. Kevin, I've read all of these units. Okay.
Yeah, it was a whole team.
Sorry?
It was a meeting in the morning and in the afternoon.
Okay, you were not there.
You were not there.
Yeah. Oh, they treated a separate meeting.
Yes,
14th of August. Okay, just a second, please. Okay. So on the 14th of August.
You think you want to
second day, you're full of front.
I'm not there yet, no.
Sorry, you're not there, okay. Nothing to do on the second.
It should be late. Another
15th of August. Look, there's nothing controversial here. It was the World Bank and then deliberation.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. Sometimes we have to vote on it in advance. Hardly, by the way, extended our policy. It's not well. Sorry?
Yeah,
I'll repeat it.
I apologize, Chair. I forgot to
call. Already static. Politically, I apologize.
Okay.
15th of August is on Reserve Bank on the annual report. This is a change. Move and second, let me see your policy.
I know.
Okay. You second it, Mike.
Thank you.
16th of August. Now the 15th of August, 2 o'clock, the 15th of August. Oh, I see, different with there, okay. But this one is on what? On PIC. So maybe we want to get it quickly. this one I looked at it. This is fine. On my side, okay. Then the next one is 21st of August. So this is reflecting and ultimately build. It's really a very banal, like almost meaningless sort of myth. It's just nothing. It's all reflected in the tendency effect. And then the next one is 29th of August. What is this about? This is about progress in China.
That's what they're.
Yes, I
move. Yeah. Can I report you basically on China? They are asking for a meeting with the chairs to be part of that. So I want to hear them, and I think maybe there are something going to be interesting. So if you can keep with the committee, there should be a multi-party committee to meet with them maybe at 9:30 if they want to help on the day they come. Just a teleconference, because they're all scattered. Because really, I can do nothing with any information they give me. Second, you come to the 13th. So what we will do is, I will let you know, maybe next week Tuesday. They appear on Tuesday at 9:30. They must share the information with the opposition party. So if Floyd is here and out. All right, 9:30. We need to call it tonight. So it should be Tandy, myself, and out. But let me find out whether there's anything they're saying that they cannot in some other form say. Sometimes I summarize it for them, right? Because they feel they can't say. It's to do with the sensitivities around investigations of their own staff and the relationship with that, you know, with criminal justice. You can't say something big in the public domain. And the police can't say hi. And look in the NPA, right? So they tell you things like, but you can't mention names. For example, then I ask them, well, say things are moving, but you can't mention names. Because I'm telling me the meaning. So that's one of the things that happens, because it's like every day at least a time. So the next thing is, and I've only met them once, right, on the teleconference. And then they did exactly what they agreed on. Okay. Financial Matters Amendment Bill. This was a briefing on the bill, right? And then it was a briefing on Shivambu's bill. He spoke to us on the bill, right? On what his bill is about. And then the Banking Association. This is a very poorly attended hearing. This is now the positive. Okay, mover and seconder, please.
Mr. Chairman, it's probably irrelevant, and everyone knows me as Alfie. With my initials actually RA, so I don't know if that is important or not.
No, we can do that. You are mentioned as RA.
The attendance is down.
Yeah, you see, under present with an RA. We're talking about what the attendance.
Most of them are just A.
All right, we can make it RA.
It's really irrelevant to me, but...
Yeah, okay, no, it's fine, we can do it, it's not a big deal. Between Alan and they can talk to that. Okay, I see your A lease in the next one. 5th September? She says she goes by the attendance list, although I never signed. Yeah, I never signed this YI. Anyway, why can't I? Okay, so we got a briefing from Marcus. Do you want to look at this? Firstly, as I've explained to Mr. Mania, just for the sake of the meeting, what I've actually happened is Johnny Dionne, the chief of the Parliament, engaged with Mr. Finally, the judge proposed something and they came back to me, and I didn't like the wording of the agreement or the parameters within which we would have Mr. Kiyama. I didn't agree with it, but they explained to me that, you know what, ultimately once you say it, then on that basis and that basis alone, fine, I'm not telling any member that they can't have this case. It was very bad word, I'm told of that I told them that they're able to make rules of their life. And I said, fine, if it did come, because the speaker was given clear from speaking the thing, but we don't want to just move it. Said a bad thing to Mr. Kiyama. That was the instruction that we got. And the speaker himself said, there's something I don't know. But what I'm saying to you, you know, it's all over the show. And I think I'm going to do the same. After the meeting, I said, please stop me from asking any question or answer. But at least we got the guy here. Although what he said doesn't check. But we got it. And, you know, who stopped him? Even use the F word. First time he said, he said, in the English language, when they did this, there's no other word that can be substituted for the F word. It's very precise in English and culture. Right? If you get really angry at Trump and you say, he's an F and more, right? What you're going to say, gosh,
He's a silly boy.
He's a idiotic man. You know, so same word in this one. So what I'm saying is, he's totally taking me for the fact that, never mind that I didn't stop him. Guess who stopped him? Chiwambo, of all people. He says, Jefferson is dead. He was coaching. Somebody said, was it a tweet or an email? Yeah. I didn't see a problem, but you know what? I knew what he was saying. So frankly, it would have been nice if all of them were here in the ticket, but it's not. Sadly, so if I, 2 years from now, under a book, on sign off, and see what Parliament says, man, this will be so revealing. So disappointing. There was how many hours discussion? 4 hours of discussion. And he spoke utter drivel. That you can quote me on. Utter drivel. Right? And frankly, there's nothing of the dribble, nor some very challenging questions to him. Yes, please.
I actually thought there were committee transcripts, I just asked of nine since they asked, but can't they be? I mean,
no, there's a recording.
I understand the purpose of minutes because they can summarize a conversation,
yeah.
But you could also, I mean, there's nothing stopping there being a recorder.
No, there is a recorder, it's kept, am I right?
Oh, so they don't.
You're right, at least if you can ask for that, but imagine if you're sitting in Peter Manus.
Well, we can ask for a report. Where
you can ask for the recording. Is that
right?
It depends which venue you can. There's no bigger venue that the facility will have for the audio and visual. But we obviously
the PMG has good minutes.
So they send us the sound.
Where we did use the recording, and Raquel listened to it again, was on the set over Washington. Chiwambo had said about all of that. We asked him, I wrote to Trump to say no. We must accurately use his place. But the analyst and therefore the staff had the recordings. And Raquel listened to the recording within a couple of weeks. Was it Monday? So the recordings are there. You can apply for it. I've been applying for it. You've got to give them a test. pay for this and then they'll pay for it.
Just on that point, I just wanted to say that, you know, sometimes, obviously with, you know, access to information, I'm sure people can apply and we'll get it, but sometimes I don't understand why we don't just make information available. Why put people through the whole rigmarole of applying and...
No, you're right,
you know,
I agree with you.
Just put it up on
no,
the
I agree
website.
With you. This fellow's brother, in case, what is it here? What's the other guy? The union, Mason, from...
Kittle.
Contact
yeah.
About... what the guy, the PwC guy, he basically said we dissociate ourselves. That poor fellow didn't know what he was saying.
He was lost.
Yeah, but he said frankly, he said, well, we dissociate ourselves from the report on the so-called rogue unit, right? Because actually, this was dictated to us. Something in terms of this is what starts. He was shockingly frank. So they wanted the record because they were going to court. And I had to apply, it took me a headache for him to apply. So I said, can I apply? I said, yeah. I said, yes, but he doesn't take the money and do it. So they gave it to him. It took a whole week and a half for him to get it. And I got it within 48 hours of it. So I even went to Castle. I told him, how can we do this? The man is entitled. So yes, we have that problem. But you see, that doesn't absolve the committee minutes. So actually reflecting in a few lines, the student type. We just need to know what happened. This is really weak and expensive. But anyway, right, move. Yeah, so.
I thought names were not recordings of proceedings, but resolutions of the proceedings. So we can have verbatim.
No, you're right. You're right.
It's the impression I'm getting that certain quotations should have been made.
No. You see, no, I'm not saying that. Minutes are... No. Now, minutes are... You see, firstly, one uses a lot of discretion. Now, in this, you're right, but you also should have a summary of what were some of the key points in, which is where Zakela also comes in to be fair, because it's policy type. Right? What I'm trying to say is, otherwise it becomes... We don't want you to cover in pages and pages. You know, you can get the recording. I'm saying in short, you should have at least some key points there. What he said, and not he said, she said, there were four issues that arose. One is how far can Parliament go in questioning Mr. Houston in view of the fact that my well-faced prosecution and investigation in Germany and issue. Committee members raised the concern. How far can we go in bringing a private sector stakeholder to scrutiny in the way the public does? It was the final legal view that there's no difference between a private company and a public stakeholder according to Parliament's legal opinion. That's a key four lines that we need to communicate. But not in this case. But in any case, let's move on. 5th September, we've heard.
Sorry, two more things. And also, I would suggest that maybe also including any time Advocate Jenkins rules on something. So I think that is useful to...
Yes,
look
absolutely.
Back and
there's another guy.
Because there aren't any disputes.
Yes.
So I think sometimes the same things come up.
Very good point.
You know, about the pressure around tagging.
Yeah, okay. Let's
I raised that question about
just
tagging.
Just write a paragraph.
Okay, sure. I'm just saying, because I remember for myself, as well, I raised the question about tagging a number of times, and I kept forgetting exactly what Frank had
fine.
Said. But if I had been able
write
to...
Write a paragraph on that, on tagging. And not only that, but that... How do you just do it? Give something and email it to Helen tomorrow. Something about, let it need to not cover the whole thing. You know, but on the other hand, it shouldn't simply be about consultation. The committee, secretariat, is requesting the consultation with the content advisors to look at some key themes and also where legal opinions are provided to the committee that they need to get in touch. Now, Frank can summarize these things in 5 minutes. It's really for the staff to ask you.
The second point was, is there some kind of rule, this is not about a particular date minutes, I'm just asking in general, is there some kind of guideline as to when we say the committee, or when we say members, or when we say the DA. I'm just interested,
yeah,
because some comments, it says the committee, and I just feel like if it's going to say the committee said this, then surely it must be something where it was generally the, I don't know, where maybe there was a, not necessarily a vote, but maybe you ask the committee how we're going to proceed, and the committee actually comes to a decision, because I get confused as to, you know, just some of the...
Yeah, no, you're right.
Within
it's
the deliberation, sometimes it says the committee said
yeah,
that, sometimes
right.
it says members, and
yeah,
I'm just wondering, is there a difference
right.
between
yeah.
when the committee says
right.
something,
okay.
or when
so
members...
put that in another line, for another line. Let's
but it's a question I'm asking.
No, no, let me tell you how it works, as I know it. We've discussed this before, not only this committee, but previous committee. When you say the committee understood to be the majority in certain senses, but then you can and should note where somebody is a trustee within the committee, can, however the DA does, we just go for it. Secondly, it's not clear to me that a consistent happening where sometimes you refer to an individual, sometimes you refer to the individual party. But committee is generally understood to be the majority. On a contentious issue like, let's say, the VAT increase. So, you should say, the ANC argues issue. The VAT increase should grudgingly be accepted, but should be reviewed given the end of the VAT. But the DA is opposed to the VAT in context. But they must remember our reports cover that part. But there should be something like that. But you see, here again, we come back to the point. It's for the committee section, to assist the committee section. You see, these committee sections, they're quite interesting. Their job is not to make tea. And even beauty. Beauty, I'm sure, has got a diploma or something. Right?
Degree.
Most degree, there you are. It's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous that, you know, my previous assistant said. What I'm saying is, okay, here she is, it's even more beauty compelling. Is it your job with a 3-year degree, right? You got a 3-year degree.
Four
years.
Wow.
What degree you got?
Public management.
Now look, is it appropriate for somebody like Beauty to be running around making the tea and checking the plugs are in place for the, what, this sort of stuff,
mm-hmm.
and running around printing? You don't need a degree for that. You need a standard 6 education.
Mm-hmm.
She should be.
So why are they hiring other qualified?
I've raised that with Parliament. Please, welcome to the Parliament.
But,
I
had a
master's.
Take Beauty's job
not
away.
Nothing. What do you mean?
Six is still at school, so
you know what I mean? No, somebody who unfortunately is not used to go and have an opportunity to study and has got a standard 6 formal education, but even No. I had a guy who had a master's, what hell is this? In law. He had a master's in law. He was a committee chair. In those days, they assisted. You see, your role wasn't so clear. And most committees didn't have a role that you were playing, right? So he used to photocopy. So I asked him, what the hell are you doing with your master's? Right? Why don't you go and become a lawyer?
No. Yes, no.
Yeah. Lovely guy. Yeah, you know, your mother tells me the same thing. Yeah, I want to be the same. Yeah, I'm from your Popo, wonderful guy. I don't mention more because I think you're a wonderful guy. I don't like him. I see him in the morning. So I say, hey, when am I going to see you on TV? Like Darlene Popo or something. You know, because Darlene Popo was, not because I'm a fan of Darlene Popo, he was on TV that day, about 6 months ago. And I see him on TV today. So then he says, oh, Advocate Morales. He says, yeah, yes, I know. I think it's ridiculous. Right? You should play a more active intellectual role. You're qualified, Beauty. I mean, really.
Did you qualify then?
You didn't know.
Well, there you are. And you understand So, let's move on. 11 September, move on a second. When I said that, it was not. That doesn't mean I support Claudia.
I did that right.
Sorry. 11 September. Mover and seconder?
Yeah, I can move now.
No, thanks. Let's move on. 12th of September. Ah, this is built into the bill, right? It's the response for stakeholders. So I move and seconder here, please. Thanks.
Yeah.
12th September in the afternoon. What is this? Ah, this is also the same thing. Move and seconder, please. Between the two of them. 13th September, we spoke about. Ah, this is again, closing the bill, instead of bill. 9th of October, move and second are the same table. 9th of October.
Gwen.
Right, greeting by the Irma. Oh man, this is a very powerful minute. I'm sure you remember.
Yes, he moved it.
Okay. Gwen, you will not get fired or break a mandate if you vote for minutes like this. Who can't vote? My mother can't read English and she will be able to support you. It's of October. 10 o'clock. Right, exactly 10 o'clock. Hey, you know what's good about our committee that I keep getting? We start on time. Some of these are committed. Hey, they tell me, you know, they've got LPMG on it, crazy as me when I bump into some of them. Journalists love it.
And you start even if there's no committee, like today,
yeah.
With or without
committee. Yeah, yeah, I said, no consultant, this is what I used to do. I used to tell people, hey, 10 o'clock tomorrow, guys, then they don't come, all the key policy decisions, right? I mean, that's it. The challenge, nobody will do it. Chairperson, that's what I was saying yesterday. I said, challenge. It's now 8 minutes past. We started 9. No, finish. The Buga will put them. Chairperson, remember, I feel the youth are not covered. I said, too late. You started already, then I feel. But we take all the... Okay, let's move faster. Now time's running out. And I'm jabbering. 10th of October. This is about the Auditor General on audit outcomes, right? I mean, this is, I really think it's a wonderful work they do. They really briefed the chair the day before, and it's really great work that they do. I asked the opposition parties to come, they never bothered actually. I asked Dion, I asked David once, it was busy, but I mean, it's very good. They're much better at the issue over the table. 16th October is a very powerful set of minutes running into four lines, basically. Lucky, don't say you can't remember. There's nothing to remember. Hope nobody's watching. They can't hear that. Maybe they do.
It can't be worse than what happened in the house.
Yeah, sure. 24th October. Now, what happens here medium-term budget, let's do a briefing, right? And then we write a report on the framework, right? Move and second, please. Okay. Then second, where's the mirror? Yeah, remember they
polished it up. It doesn't mention that you all saying happy birthday to me.
Oh, really? Was that your telling you for sure? Okay. Put that in the existing course. Come on, acknowledge the birthday, the incoming committee. Whatever else might be. 31st October? Right, now this is on the medium term budget defined fiscal framework. Right, move in second year, please. Let's just get into our fiscal framework report. Then response by National Treasury, I mean, this is straightforward. Move in second year, please. Good. 6th of October, always adopting our report. This is straightforward. Move in second year, please. Right. Then 7th of November 2018, move in second year. This is about DBS mutual creation. Oh, there's a lot of notes here, see? Now look, Simone, this is what you did. We summarize each of the submissions. Yeah, well, no, let's not argue, right? Because, I'm not saying you, both of you. Look, the committee discussed the following thing. This is minutes, these are minutes. Yeah, this is it. Here you are, Alice Simone. This is minutes. Oh, these are minutes. 7th of November. I'll have to move to these. These are minutes at long last. Oh, let me stand up. can you put this in the archives? Okay, there you are. Okay. Minutes. Wow. First time all morning. Okay, who's moving? It's an honor to move this. Who's going to take that?
I second.
Okay, wow, minutes at long last. Oh, we're back to you. Okay, I wrote a letter. I'll just say what I wrote. 2 minutes in the parking lot. Yeah, okay, fine. So, 13th October, obviously Peggy wants there, I understand a bit. Suddenly you were, I think, if you move, and you can see, so Abraham, second place, if Lady wants to get it. But hold on. Race and modesty amount, blah, blah, blah. This is actually straightforward, right? Who is there? Nati is there. Polo is there. We said, fine, so if you move in second, right? Then we've got, the next meeting is on the carbon tax bill. Quickly record that the process issued. Move in second here, please. Okay, was there. Peggy was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, settled. The next meeting is 5th of December. It talks about finalizing the carbon tax bill. And the process is there too, or related to that. So, move in second here, please.
Mm-hmm.
Peggy was there. Nancy, you were there. Okay, good. Next one is 1st of February this year. Oh, we're going to end it. We will see. What are we dealing with? Yeah, yeah, actually, we find out
was
the
there. Was there.
So move in second up. Nothing you were there, man, mate.
Yeah.
And Peggy, can you find on
November.
The next one is on the 6th of February. Oh, no, March, February, we're in March. Huh? So this one is on the PIC bill committee program and effective remuneration. Move in second, please. Fine. Second, good. Then, before we met on the 12th. Okay, move in second, please. Good. 30th of February. Oh, this is a briefing on the news information. See, here you got a nice, see the minutes again. Very nice. See the minutes. Okay. This one's somebody should an honor. I think you want to be honest. So a little more, right? You were the second, right? Good. Fine. Next. Peggy, you were there, 21st of February.
I move.
That's good. Who else is there?
He's not leaving here.
Right, okay. The next one is 27th February. Public hearings on the budget. Now that's straightforward. Who's moving in second? Okay. Alf, you want to second that?
Yeah.
This public hearing. Okay. The next one is 1st of March. Responses are straightforward. You see now you've got 90 minutes here to covering what they say. Okay.
Mm.
Move in second now?
Mm.
Okay. Good. Next one is 7th of March, oh, it was last week, deliberations on the financial matters. I mean, obviously, then we process the bill, it's straightforward.
Yeah.
Then we got to move on second of that and say it's true. The 6th of March, we had a meeting on the financial matters amendment bill, and here there's some minutes, and move on second. Then finally, 7th of March, this is the last meeting we had. Oh, I did write Mr. Shibambo, right? And I thought since we got this meeting in the motion, I gave it to the chief. And Frank and Doris can get it. Okay, move in second. We're done. Thank you very much, everybody. I'll just sign it.
Are you bringing the ball back to the house?
Which one?
The yesterday.
Well, I think I'll use the
last. Remember the last answer.
Why did you go?
And my understanding is that it will be on today. Because the NCOE